This is New England Public Radio News. After months of campaigning, there's some clarity now about who will lead cities in western Massachusetts. Incumbents in Springfield, North Adams, and Pittsfield survived contested elections. In Chicopee, City Council President John View has won the top job. But our coverage begins in Westfield, where New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports no candidate for mayor has declared victory.
Is that supposed to be an eight?
As the precinct numbers were coming in, campaign workers for Don Humison were putting out hors d'oeuvres at the East Mountain Country Club and not sure what the mood should be. The candidate himself, a state senator who'd won the preliminary mayoral election by just a few percentage points, was taking selfies with supporters as he watched the razor-thin margins go up on a poster board. When the unofficial count was in, he called his opponent, Police Captain Michael McCabe.
I asked him what he wanted to do. I advised him against calling it. He said he's not going to call it. So it is really, really close, and it is kind of exciting.
Out of about 10,000 votes, Humison was up by 97, but he said that could change after absentee ballots are counted. Getting up to address the room, he took out two pieces of paper.
I have a concession speech and a victory speech. I can't give either one. Anybody have a typewriter? I got to go off in the corner and write a new speech. A too close to call speech.
The speech he did give underscored the civil tone of the campaign and the enthusiasm of voters.
I just got to say, and I've got to hand it to the voters of the city of Westfield, you keep it interesting.
Earlier in the evening, McCabe told his supporters that Humison had more votes than him, for now.
So I've spoken with Senator Humison. I've congratulated him and his camp. But he and I have both agreed that neither one of us are going to concede until the final numbers are done.
Throughout the campaign, both men talked about their support for local schools and the need for safe drinking water following contamination from Barnes Air Base. At the polls, Humison supporters, like Arthur Hasselcorn, said they valued his experience at the State House.
Unfortunately, the way money flows from the Capitol to the cities, he's the guy who knows his way around the Capitol of the state.
Donald Snyder says he voted for McCabe, largely for his experience as a police captain.
Because I think that he's for law and order, which I am.
The city clerk will certify the results in the coming days. If McCabe is still behind by a similar margin, he says he doubts he'll ask for a recount. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.
And I'm Adam Frenier, reporting on another city that'll have a new mayor. Roxanne Wiedegartner won a tight three-way race in Greenfield. Wiedegartner will take over for Bill Martin, who didn't run for another term. She says one of her first priorities will be economic development and what she called the creative economy.
We have so much talent in Franklin County. As the hub of that, I think we can make this, a destination for people that like the arts, like good food, like all kinds of things.
During the campaign, Wiedegartner focused on her experience, having chaired both the school committee and planning board in town. And she says her past in education and zoning will help her going forward.
I think I have some pretty good ideas about how to make both of them work better. So, that's a formula for success in Greenfield.
She defeated two city councilors, including Sheila Gilmore, who's in her first term. Gilmore shared some common ground with Wiedegartner on the need to do more for Greenfield's homeless and to work on the economy. Gilmore says she thinks there's another issue she brought up that resonated with voters.
You know, I was talking to people about transparency. I was talking a lot about accountability. And I think that's something that we don't see very often here in Greenfield. And I think that people really, you know, they picked up on that. And I think that this is something that we do want.
Also a factor in this race was write-in candidate and city councilor Brickett Alice, who came off as the most fiscally conservative of the trio. He ran as a write-in after finishing third in the September preliminary and has no regrets despite again finishing third. He got more than a quarter of the vote.
Just because you're not on the ballot does not mean that you aren't a good candidate for the position. So I would never say that people shouldn't run as write-in candidates.
Two ballot questions before Greenfield voters that also became issues in the mayoral contest both passed: spending for a new library and a safe city ordinance for immigrants. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.
And I'm Nancy Cohen in Pittsfield, where Mayor Linda Tyer won a second term
But it wasn't easy. Challenger Melissa Mazzeo came out ahead in September's preliminary election, and one of Mazzeo's top priorities, to make the city safer, resonated with voters like Dave Potts, who says Tyre hasn't done that.
Well, she hasn't addressed the crime issue the way that she said she was going to.
But others saw it differently, like Taisha Keel, a pre-K teacher who says she liked the way Tyre presented herself in the debates. Keel says the crime numbers don't look good, but she thinks Tyre can improve things.
I really feel like if she had four more years, more time, I think that she has a great relationship with the chief of police that will help with the violence that's going on around here.
Sarah Keiterling, a dental hygienist who voted for Tyre, says the mayor has done a good job bringing new businesses to the city, and she says Tyre is someone residents can speak with.
She's very approachable. If you go to talk to her, she'll talk to you and she'll listen. And I really like that about her.
Concerns about crime, taxes, and the economy brought out a lot of voters for a local election. Turnout was about 42%. And Tyre had a clear win, 4.5 percentage points ahead of Mazzeo. Mazzeo, who's finishing her 10th year as a city councilor this January, says she plans to keep fighting for Pittsfield.
So I maybe not be doing it in a public elected office, but I think that I'll help in any way I can as a regular citizen.
As Linda Tyre celebrated with her supporters, she made a similar commitment.
Let's party. Let's savor this victory, and then let's get back to work.
And Tyre recognizes she's got a lot to do.
While I feel like we've done a lot to try to combat crime, I accept that there's more work for us to do, and we're ready to do that.
The mayor also says she's going to take some time to think about how to be more responsive to the people who supported her opponent. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.